The third tour. Back in Europe from Mexico, Vidua will not return home, but stop temporarily in France, deciding to embark on his last tour, reaching South America, passing through East Asia. Arrived in India in January 1828, he travels the Ganges to Benares to reach Delhi, where he is introduced to the great Mughal. Vidua follows the ancient ceremonial with great curiosity and fills his journals with interesting observations and drawings. He will reach as far as the region of the great Himalayas. On his tour of India, he buys lots of books, acquiring a rich baggage. This is how the traveller defines the enormous chests he sends to the Kingdom of Sardinia. They are filled with Indian manuscripts in different languages, women's ornaments, examples of costumes of the different kinds of people, and various other objects. His tour continues towards Singapore, Manila, and Macau. On 28th of January 1829, he enters the bay south of Canton. In China, he purchases an entire bibliothèque chinoise, paintings and weapons. In the summer, he visits Java, stays for 6 months, and becomes an explorer and anthropologist. At the beginning of the new year, he sets sail for the island of Madura and for Ambon, capital of the Maluku province, where he establishes a strong friendship with the Dutch governor, Ellinghuizen, who hosts him at his residence. From here, he reaches New Guinea. On 16th of August 1830, on Chelebes, now Sulawesi, Vidua has an accident. His right leg ends up in boiling lava. The Dutch treat his injuries, but on 25th of December 1830, he dies on the ship, which was transporting him to the port of Ambon, where they were considering amputating his leg. Today, the place where the fatal accident occurred is named after him. Caldera of the Tundana volcano on Sulawesi Island, at an altitude of 1,202 metres above sea level, where a thermal area is called Count Vidua Solfatara Field, in perennial memory of this great traveller who becomes an intrepid explorer in his last adventure.